Full Bloom by Janet Ivanovich and Charlotte Hughes.
Chapter 1. Destiny Moultrie's long black hair hung like a silk curtain on either side of her face as she gazed down at the dainty palm she held, studying each line and crease carefully. "You're going to meet a tall, dark, and handsome man." Annie Fortenberry snatched her hand away. "Oh, no, you don't. You're not saddling me with a man." Destiny arched one brow. "You don't like men? They come in handy on cold winter mornings." The petite woman sitting across the antique Pennsylvania farm table, which seated 12, nodded, and a thick strand of copper hair fell across her forehead. She raked it back, and it disappeared into the tousled mop that barely grazed her shoulders and gave her a girlish look, even at 30. "You're right," she said. "On cold winter mornings when you don't want to leave your warm bed and haul the trash to the street, that's the only thing a man is good for." "Then I probably shouldn't tell you the rest. The really good stuff." "Good stuff?" Annie's green eyes registered interest. She could use some really good stuff in her life. She offered her hand once again. "It says the sex will be dynamite." Annie reclaimed her palm and looked at it. "Where does it say that?" "You made that up. The divine love goddess never makes up stuff." Annie glanced up and noted the serious expression on Destiny's face. Despite the early hour, the woman's makeup had been artfully applied, emphasizing deep-set indigo eyes and high cheekbones. Annie wondered how long it took Destiny to achieve that look. Her own makeup regimen took all of 3 minutes, beginning with a light foundation to tone down her freckles, and ending with a quick swipe of her mascara wand. "Hmm," she said, taking care to hide the doubt in her voice.